Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, Andy Brancato with the Michigan Lottery. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. As we were all digging out from the storms this last week, Tuesday night and Wednesday and Thursday, there was a group of folks heading to Lansing on Friday, and they weren't minding the storm so much. They were coming to pick up half of a $93 million Mega Millions jackpot.
Right. And, you know, I think that's a perfect way to describe it. While the rest of us were kind of not maybe so happy about shoveling out that snow, I don't really think this group of 13 people really cared about it that much, because it was all about a big, giant prize for them.
I was kind of loving the fact that there were lucky 13 members of the lottery club.
Right. And, you know, this is a group, it's interesting because they have been playing together for about 12 years. And they just had this feeling, like many of our players do, that if they just stick with it, it's got to happen to them. And sure enough, the night of that big snowstorm on Tuesday night, their numbers came in and they were actually watching the news that night, late that night, or actually early Wednesday morning, you know, just to see how the snowfall had been and whatnot. And they heard the reporters say that the winning ticket had been sold at the store where they purchased their ticket. And, you know, from there on out, it's all been uphill for them.
Well, and I love the group. As you said, they've been playing together for about 12 years. They're called the P1 Gold Lottery Club. And they're all postal workers from the Romulus area, I understand.
Right. They're all postal workers. And, you know, at varying levels, though, we had mail carriers, we had supervisors, clerks, maintenance people, kind of a nice mix of people in the group. We had one person who has already retired, who had already retired, you know, but stuck with the group. So we had a nice mix. It was a lot of fun meeting with them. We had one gentleman who was a postal carrier, and his wife worked at the facility, and he was telling me that she had called him and was talking about what she was going to spend her money on, and he was irritated with her, and he said, you know, there's a lot of snow out here. I'm freezing cold. I don't have time for this kind of thing, because he didn't believe that, you know, she was part of a group that had just won that huge amount of money.
Now, you said that one of the 13 had already retired when they won. Have any more of the 13 retired to date that you know of?
Well, you know, they told us when they came up on Friday that they were not going to retire. And, you know, this is what usually happens. And people kind of want to wait and see. They don't want to, like, immediately say, all right, I'm done, you know, with working. I mean, you got to kind of take it slow. This is a huge life change for these people. So most people, you know, they want to pace it out a little bit, think things through, not do anything that's really rash, even though they have a lot of money. You know, you want to think it all through before you take a drastic step like just walking out of your job.
And isn't that what you folks kind of recommend anyway? Do you talk to winners about these kinds of things and have someone to kind of help them with this?
Well, you know, we don't as such give them advice because we're the ones paying the prize money to them. You know, we can't really tell them what they should do with it, because that could be construed as being self-serving on our part or, you know, something in that area. But we do suggest to the winners that they take a little bit of time, or that they consult with an attorney or a financial planner or an accountant or, you know, an investor, any number of things like that. They have a year to claim a prize, so they don't need to rush into anything. But, you know, I have to say this group was pretty well organized. In that 12 years, it appeared that they had done a lot of planning, and they knew just what they were going to do if they won that big prize.
Had this group, I mean, 12 years is a long time to play. Had they ever won any prizes before?
They indicated that they had won some small prizes, you know, here and there, and the largest prize they had won was $10,000. But they only play Mega Millions, which is interesting because, you know, we have a lot of clubs that play a number of different games in the hopes of, you know, perhaps spreading their chances around. Now, this group only plays Mega Millions, and now they're not going to play Mega Millions anymore. They're going to switch to Powerball because They can feel the good vibes coming, and they're going to win Powerball next.
Had they said told you that they had always played the same numbers, or did they switch them up?
No, they had had their own picks up until about 6 months ago. The gentleman who kind of was their official spokesperson said that they had always done their own picks, and about 6 months ago they switched, and they were asked why they switched, and he said, well, because we weren't getting anywhere with our own picks, so we went to the easy picks, and then we won.
Oh, my goodness. How's the lottery Mega Millions look for this weekend or for this week?
Well, we're at $19 million now, which, you know, because, of course, after the P1 Gold Club won, it went back to the $12 million. So, you know, it'll take a while for it to climb back up again. But Powerball is at $63 million. But then again, wouldn't the $19 million work for you?
That's what you and every time we talk, I say the same thing,
right?
As if splitting one or two wouldn't be just fine.
Yes, it would be fabulous, wouldn't it?
It would. Andy, I appreciate it so much. These are always fun stories and fun to talk to you about winners and everything going at the lottery. Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you, too.
Thank you so much. Andy Brancato with the Michigan Lottery. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.